Welkom bij dit congresjournaal van het Nederlands Tijdschrift voor Oncologie. In deze podcastserie brengen wij samen met toonaangevende opinieleiders de highlights van internationale medische congressen direct naar uw spreekkamer.
The standard of care for women with HER2-positive early breast cancer consists of chemotherapy plus 1 year of HER2-directed therapy. However, disease recurrence remains an important problem, and also the systemic chemotherapy-associated toxicity remains an important burden for patients. To this end, the Phase 3 CAITLIN trial evaluated whether replacing the taxanes and trastuzumab with T-DM1 would result in a better efficacy and a lower toxicity. Professor Nadia Harbeck, head of the Breast Center at the University of Munich, explains.
So in HER2-positive early breast cancer, today we recommend neoadjuvant chemotherapy together with dual HER2 blockade, and then after surgery, in case of PCR, continue dual HER2 blockade or just trastuzumab if it's a node-negative tumor, and in non-PCR patients, they get T-DM1. So the long-term outcome is very good. Patients have a chance of cure of about 90% with this. Nevertheless, 10 to 15% of the patients will relapse. So we're always looking at new improvements of these strategies. The CAITLIN trial was designed before the year 2009. So it was an adjuvant trial, which is today, as I said, not the standard anymore. And it compared two arms, an anthracycline taxane plus anti-HER2 targeted treatment arm, which was the standard arm, and the experimental arm was a taxane sparing arm, looking at, again, 3 to 4 cycles of anthracycline containing combination chemotherapy, and then T-DM1 plus pertuzumab for up to 18 cycles of 1 year. In the standard arm, they got the taxane plus trastuzumab and pertuzumab, again, up to 1 year or 18 cycles. So the trial was asking the question, could we spare the taxane and get superior results? The endpoint was IDFS, was a co-primary endpoint, IDFS in the node-positive population or in the ITT population, and overall survival was the secondary endpoint.
CAITLIN, statistically speaking, is a negative trial. It did not reach its primary endpoint. The AC T-DM1 pertuzumab arm did not reduce the risk of an IDFS event compared with AC THP in the node positive population, nor in the ITT population. But if you look at the IDFS curves in my talk, you will see that the 3-year IDFS is excellent in this population. CAITLIN recruited 90% node positive patients. About 30% had 4 and more lymph nodes, and the 3-year IDFS in both arms is around 93%. So it's an excellent outcome showing that both therapies actually worked very well. But statistically and from a trial design standpoint speaking, it's a negative trial.
Taking into account the results of CAITLIN and of the previously published CATHERINE trial, what should be the position of T-DM1 in the treatment of women with HER2-positive early breast cancer?
I think CAITLIN reinforces the notion that T-DM1 is an excellent drug also in the early breast cancer setting. And I think taken together with the CATHERINE trial and the neoadjuvant therapy being the standard of care right now, I think T-DM1 has its place in the post-neoadjuvant situation in non-PCR patients. I just would like to add one point. In a small trial, in our ADAPT trial in hormone receptor positive HER2-positive breast cancer, we showed that we could achieve with 12 weeks of T-DM1 about 40% PCR in breast and lymph nodes. And we will have later this year the outcome data of this trial. And if it actually holds up that the PCR patients in ADAPT, even without systemic chemotherapy, will have an excellent outcome, I think this shows that T-DM1 is a good drug, and it would have been a great opportunity also as a de-escalation drug, but it was more developed in the way of an escalation drug in early breast cancer.
We hopen dat deze podcast waardevol voor u was. Check onze website ntvo.nl voor andere interviews in deze serie.